Rebecca! Oh, Tina. They are the two smug pirates of pseudo-intellectualism who rub the perfectly coarse, mud-stained words of poetry to the nub, to the last grain of sand. Still, the poem's not done yet. Still, it's in need of another email to the Ivy League, or swim across the stormy river to Cambridge. Or perhaps they need to steal a Ouija board, summon the spirits of Homer and Shelley, insist the pentameter rhymes with the iambic. Least we whine until weary, we have been warned. The wild-eyed bearded Ginsburg, sane enough to slam his fist. First thought, best thought. After all, what if Zen had changed its mind and said, wait a second, the moment will soon be here, then we can live? Or Jesus announced from the olives, blessed are those that wait, eventually the muse will come your way. Or think Bukowski, Pepto-Bismol in hand, waving off the lowlies, waiting for his stomach to get past that puking stage, and only then the blurt, son of a bitch, I forgot the whole fucking poem. Yes, like mowing your lawn until there is only dirt left, or washing the no-stick pan until it's the too-sticky pan. There is a common way to grind genius in the garbage disposal like chicken bones, to butcher innocence like a mother putting lipstick on her two-year-old. So, new poet, young poet, love poet, layman poet, mom poet, paper bag poet, dead poet, Coleman poet, activist poet, secret poet, they'll get into your dreams like Freddy Krueger on acid, like your arrogant college professor with nothing better to do than to masturbate the pictures of his high school sweetheart who dumped him 30 years ago, like the Stasi claiming Othello was full of subversion. Or the drunk white trash dad who slaps his kids' faces and tells them they'll never amount to nothing. Yes, they'll get you. And when you're dead and ready to be buried, they'll toss the pen and paper of every poem you've ever written right into your coffin. Say with their stiff upper lip quivering, if only they would have edited.